Let's get an update from Joseph Lindsley. We go live to Ukraine now. And Joe, I love the headline I'm looking at right now. Festive trees to be installed around Kyiv as the mayor declares we cannot let Putin steal our Christmas. I love the resolve of the people there, Joseph.
Bob, so do I. And I'm actually speaking to you from Kyiv today, from the Ukrainian capital. I arrived here via overnight train from Lviv. And I was thinking that as well. You know, I love this city in the summertime. It's a beautiful city of hills and the Dnieper River. But I think Kyiv really finds its fullest majesty in the snow, and especially at Christmas season. There's a huge Christmas market here. So I hope that that is Christmas is so important to the Ukrainians. And here it's celebrated on January 7th. So you get kind of two Christmases here. And it's I'm sure we'll talk more about that as the season progresses. But it's a moment of really joy and energy. And so and here, snow-covered Kyiv is an absolutely majestic city. And today, I'm here with a visiting Canadian YouTuber, Dan Weinberg. He's got a YouTube channel, The New Travel, and I'm showing him around the city. And there's a short boulevard where on either side of this boulevard, you can see the snow-covered golden domes of the Monastery of St. Michael and the Basilica of St. Sophia. And that Church of St. Sophia was built in 1011, the year 1011, by the Grand Prince of Kyiv, Vladimir the Great, the guy who brought Christianity to the Slavic people. 1011, that was before Moscow was even founded. So there are buildings in Kyiv that are older than the city of Moscow. And as you walk the city, on the sewer covers, you can see this Viking longship with three brothers and a sister. These are sort of the mystical founders of Kyiv. And the story is that they were the Rus people. They came down from what is now Stockholm, and they came down the Dnieper River, and they created the great civilization called the Kievan Rus people. And I'm reminded this history as I walk around. Kyiv is a very modern city. For example, you take the metro, and all you have to do is scan your debit card or your credit card, and you don't have to deal with a ticket. It's incredibly modern and tech-savvy, but steeped in this incredible history. And so here I'm reminded that, you know, Moscow was founded in the year 1147, 200 years after they built St. Sophia in Kyiv. And it was founded by a coalition of rebels from these lands, the Kievan Rus, and the Mongols coming from the east. And that Russia was called the Grand Duchy of Moscow until 1547, at which point Ivan the Terrible, he was a young prince of Moscow, age 16, and he and the government decided to claim this territory for themselves. And so ever since that moment in 1547, whether it was Catherine the Great or Stalin or Lenin and now Putin, Moscow has been trying to control this ancient homeland of the Rus people, of the Cossacks, and the people who became Ukrainians. And as we talk about sort of the idea of Christmas cheer today, you know, I am with these, you know, in the city full of the descendants of these ancient people. And I was in a coffee shop. We had a brief alarm as I'm walking, looking at the memorial to soldiers who died since 2014. They also had a collection of Russian tanks that were destroyed. These tanks almost invaded the city in February, but now they're held as prizes in the main square in front of the cathedral. And as I was looking at this, the first air raid alarm sounded since last Wednesday, since before our American Thanksgiving. And so there was a great sense of apprehension because we've gone so long without the alarm. But so far, the alarm ended. It passed without nothing has happened so far. And I stepped into a coffee shop, and it was filled with cheerful people. Everyone is using every available outlet to charge all their devices, knowing that power could be lost at any moment. But even then, the music playing in the coffee shop was Celebrate Good Times by Kool and the Gang. Hmm. And there's a big mural in the coffee shop that also said, Life is great, let's celebrate. And even I saw there was some girls working next to me, and they were dancing to the music as they typed in their laptops. And so here we see the victory mentality triumphing over a victim mentality, step by step here. Even though there's a feeling of unease about what might happen even today.
And it's a very pretty picture you paint there of the snow, but it's going to be a long, cold winter. And I see where France has sent 100 generators to Ukraine to help with the energy situation there. So that's good news.
Yeah. It is. Germany and some other nations have as well. And, you know, the energy problems are much more acute here in Kyiv than they are back in Lviv. And so it's much more common to lose power, and people are learning how to deal with it. Today, actually, as I was taking the overnight train last night, I woke up in the middle of the night and I made the mistake of looking at my phone. And there's a lot of concerns, people looking at open source intelligence, that the Russians are really preparing something huge. And I was speaking with several sources, and you can see this by looking at satellite imagery, that Russians are preparing, loading up planes to different air bases. And one of the common concerns we hear is that there might be more than 160 missiles prepared to hit Ukraine, which is twice as much in one day, twice as much that we've ever had. So there is this, you know, great resilience and even some cheer, but there's a sense of unease. And as we speak, right before I went on air with you, all of eastern and southern Ukraine is under a new air alarm as of about 10 minutes ago. But currently at the moment, the skies are quiet here in Kyiv.
Such brave people there. And where did you say you're picking up that information, Joseph?
Well, it's called, they call it open source intelligence. And so there's you see a lot of these, there's Twitter accounts, especially since the beginning of the war, people sharing information about what you can find by, you know, publicly available information. You have to dig a little bit. But people, you know, military experts and veterans looking at satellite imagery. And then obviously here in Ukraine, there's a lot of, you know, U.S. veterans and people, you know, people who have deep experience in this stuff. And in order to, and a lot of them are here on humanitarian missions, but everyone shares information so we can help each other be ready. And so, you know, we don't know for sure, but usually when you hear enough chatter, it's a good indication that something serious is cooking. And every single week for the past months, the Russians have launched a major infrastructure attack. Here we are on Tuesday, just, you know, waiting and making sure we're prepared, that you have food, that you have water, and that your soul is resilient for whatever might happen.
Grateful for your reporting from Kyiv today, Joe. Hopefully things will be mostly peaceful, and appreciate the history lesson. Such a rich and interesting background you give us. We will talk tomorrow.
Thank you, Bob. Until tomorrow.